Hey, good morning, everyone. I've been given the time to start signal. My name is Eric Sugar. I'm here from ProServe IT. We are a VMware consulting firm in Toronto. We specialize in VMware and business continuity. We're here today to speak on best practices for integrating virtual infrastructure and VMware SPI for OpenView. I'm going to apologize right up front. I was just speaking in another session 5 minutes ago, so my voice may be a little bit gone and a little bit scatterbrained. Please bear with me. So, quick agenda for today. Introductions. I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions. And just want to find out who's in the audience, what we need to know, what we'd like to get out of it. And we'll work through some objectives. I have an NWorks project plan. If I say never fail, I do mean NWorks. That was what my last session was on. We'll go through quick implementation documentation, some architecture, and some questions. So, for the audience, I just need a show of hands to help me out and let me know who's here. I assume everyone has VMware experience. Is there anyone who does not? So everyone here has some VMware experience. That's great. Enterprise monitoring. So who's got a 724 monitoring at their office? Most people. Excellent. Do we have any OpenView users in the audience? Have any of you guys used NWorks? Sort of. I've seen that. Anyone had any major problems getting their NWorks going? Other than you've sort of... Okay, and does anyone have expectations for the session? Like, what do you guys want to get out of this? Because I can run through some of my slides, I can dump my slides, and we can just go for question and answer. You guys let me know what you want to do. Yep.
Our organization is really looking for licensing information and best practices for not creating undue overhead in the environment.
Okay.
We have a large OpenView. We are already using OpenView in our environment, so I'm looking for leveraging OpenView to monitor virtual machines and OpenView.
Okay.
That was my expectation. And when you think VMware SP1, what is that?
Sorry, SPI. It's a smart plugin. Yeah, it's SPI, sorry, not SP1.
It'd be nice to know the difference between OpenView and SIM.
Okay, fantastic. Is Hank in the room from NWorks? You said, I know there's a guy from NWorks here, and NWorks is downstairs. For your licensing questions, I may point you to him, just because he'll know better than I do. Yes?
Any comments maybe towards the end about preparing OpenView versus Open Mom?
Okay, perfect. So, things that are in scope today. We'll definitely talk about some network management. I don't know if I need to give an introduction to network management or what it is. It sounds like most people here have that. We'll talk about the VMware SPI. I do need some interaction for you guys. Ask me questions. Throw them at me. I'll need some help just because, as I said, I'm just off a presentation. I do have a vendor independent view. I don't work for NWorks. I'm a consultant. We typically put in whatever is best for the customer. We're going to cover some of the slides, questions, and hopefully have the answers to your questions. I will not cover a VM install today. No VM or configure install questions. I'm not going to cover an OpenView install. That could take days, at least. I'm not going to really differentiate between the different vendors. I can answer a couple questions about your mom, but that maybe towards the end. And I'm not going to review a complete installation. There's no point going through screenshots today. And I don't have a live demonstration here. The guy from NWorks does. If someone wants to get that set up, I will either set up a live demo for you, or I can put you in contact with him if you give me a business card at the end of the session or grab one of mine. So, we can sort of gloss over this slide. Network management is keeping your systems up and running. There's four or five different parts to it. There's performance management, configuration management, fault management, and my notes, sorry. Accounting management, so if you're doing chargebacks, and security management. That's how ISO defines network management in a nutshell. Why do we need network management? Everyone here has it, so I'm not going to try and go through this. So, management software vendors. There's dozens out there. This covers a lot of the big players. There's OpenView. NWorks develops the plugin for OpenView. There's BMC. They have Patrol, BSM. There's Manager for Virtual Servers that covers VMware, Microsoft Virtual Server, I think they even cover VirtualIner. They're in the process of building that. There's Unicenter, Systems Management for VMware. NetIQ has the App Manager for VMware. And Tivoli has a Virtual Server Management package. So all the major players are developing something to help integrate VMware. Bridging the gap. Why do we want to integrate VMware? As you mentioned, you have a giant OpenView infrastructure. You have the teams to manage that system. Your VMware guys probably don't want to be called in the middle of the night because a server that's on VMware is having a hiccup or the processor spiked. Hopefully your normal systems manager group can deal with that, leverage their skills, leverage your VM skills for what they are, use everyone appropriately. Integrating VMware into management, enterprise management is, went through that already. We are just starting. OpenView and everyone else is very new into VMware. VMware is really only sort of three or four years into the enterprise. So some of these software packages will have hiccups as you get them going. So quick OpenView. Do you guys want to hear about OpenView, or do we have enough knowledge in the room? Does anyone want to hear some of the OpenView reasons for purchase? Yes?
Yeah,
okay. So OpenView has sort of three prongs that they attack your infrastructure at. They want to do business alignment, so helping IT understand what the business needs, driving process, and driving infrastructure optimization. So the processes are what happens when this server crashes. An alert goes to John. John calls Bob. Bob logs in and finds out what happened. It's automating those and triggering those, tracking those to make sure it all happens in an appropriate, timely manner to keep your systems up as much as possible. The infrastructure optimization is taking your infrastructure and finding out when this is going to happen before it happens. So if you can see that there's something that's going to cause a performance hiccup or a delay, how do we identify that so that we don't have this issue? A quick architecture diagram, I will go through this. You have an OpenView server. So there's an OVO server, it's called OpenView Operations. It can run on Windows or Linux, depends on your environmental needs. There's a management package here. This is the different pieces here. There's an OpenView agent that goes on each server. So all your Windows servers, all your Linux servers, Solaris, whatever, has an agent that reports back to OpenView. You'll also probably have a reporting server and a performance management server. These are sort of some of the pieces. There's a lot of pieces you can add in depending on what your applications do and how much money you want to spend on OpenView. Here's describing the different OpenView agents and the SPIs. So you have your OpenView monitoring your entire infrastructure, and you'll have an SPI for Exchange, an SPI for Notes, an SPI for SQL. All these SPIs help OpenView service map your organization. From a service map, it tells you what services are running on what hosts or guests and how those services relate to business needs. NWorks, how do the three combine? This is a picture of your typical environment before the NWorks SPI. You have your, sorry, my laser's not really working here. This is your OpenView server. Your guests from your VMware are reporting back in from the OpenView agents that are installed in your guests, but there's no disconnect here. VMware can't report to OpenView, and OpenView can't read VMware. Same with Virtual Center. Virtual Center can't get in there. So you now have two probably of your core enterprise systems that you're unable to manage with your enterprise management system. So what we need to add in is the SPI. It's a smart plugin, same as you have for Exchange. For anyone who's not too familiar with OpenView, a smart plugin is a piece of software developed by someone that allows OpenView to monitor and manage a system that it's not normal, that it's not capable of out of the box. So the SPI plugs in. There's no software installed on any on VMware Virtual Center. It's pulling those systems through the API and through the COM. And it's taking information in addition to taking the information that's in your guests. So this doesn't eliminate the needs for your SQL SPI, your Notes SPI, your Exchange SPI. Any questions or any? WMI? Sorry?
Yeah.
What, like the Windows? Yeah. Yes. OpenView, I believe, has a plugin that can use that. No. So this is just to take OpenView and allow OpenView to read into the ESX black hole. So today, if you look at ESX, you just can't pull the data from there. So this would be a typical NREX architecture. You have your OVOW or OVOU server. That's your management server, your login, setting up all your rules, your thresholds, your processes there. You have your OVO reporting server here. It's running all your reports. It's optional with Windows because you can do some of the reporting on a Windows OVOW box. For Linux, it's mandatory. You have to have one because Linux doesn't do the reporting the same way. What you build with, I think this just died. The green box is your VMware ESX Monitor, or VEM. So NREX gives you two pieces of the puzzle. The VEM installs onto, should install onto a separate server. You could install it onto your OVOW server, but it's not recommended. The VEM is what collects data from Virtual Center and ESX. Another, as you scale your environment out, so the more servers you have, you may need to add a second VEM, or if you have multiple sites, you may want another VEM. So this is your collector agent for the VMs. It's a similar diagram, just a different architecture. You may be a separate site. This is just to show that the VEM doesn't install anything on VMware Virtual Center, so there's no touching the kernel. That's a really nice feature because, yep.
Can you say it doesn't install anything on Virtual Center? You mean the ESX servers
themselves? Both. So there's nothing. There's no agents that you may have an OpenView agent on your Windows Virtual Center server, but there's not a Virtual Center agent as well. So it leaves VMware's architecture and design the way it was. It's not like a backup agent you have to install in the kernel on VMware. This just operates by polling. The VEM runs on a collector server, so it should be its own server. You could do it on a virtual machine. We typically see it on a physical machine. Your OpenView infrastructure tends to typically be on physical boxes as opposed to on VMs. I haven't seen a lot of OpenView implementations on VMware. Yep.
In your experience, how many ESX servers does it take to really need a second VM
server? I think you're up over about 50. I haven't seen it very often. It's sort of one place that's got hundreds of ESX servers and they've got three or four.
Is there no need for agent on ESX server?
Correct. There's no agent on the ESX server. It's done through a SNMP polling.
Agent need for guests and virtual
center. Not virtual center, but yes for the guests.
Guests only.
Guests only, and that's the Windows agent to monitor Windows. Very similar slide, just showing you how the traffic's flowing. Laser pointers back. So using the Virtual Center SDK and the VMware communications package, so the API, to pull information back and forth. This is still necessary. You don't lose your Virtual Center server. You need your Virtual Center server to do your vMotions. You need to do your DRS, your HA, creating templates, your clones, golden masters. So it's not a Virtual Center replacement by any means. It's an addition to it to help bring your current your ESX environment into your enterprise monitoring.
Do you need the SDK running with for this file to work properly?
No.
Or to get more information from it?
No, the SDK doesn't have to be running. No. Or it doesn't have to be installed. It pulls from the architecture of that. What you do have to install, and this will come in later, there's a couple of OpenView pieces that are not typically installed on your OpenView architecture that you have to add into OpenView, and that's what you put in the the collector node. So the CODA agent has to be updated and changed. There's another API that has to, or another DL that has to be installed as well. And those are all on your OVO server. Here's a quick sort of deployment project plan. I'm not sure if people can see that at the back or not. Yeah, anyone? Not really. We can sort of, I'll walk through a bit of this, but I'll skip over this. This is downloadable from our website. There's a link at the end. So you should be able to grab this and take a look at your leisure. It just goes through some of the important pieces, like you have to have the correct version OVO. You have to have .NET 1.1 with the SP1 installed. The SPI data collector is a very specific one. If it's not that one, things don't work. We ran into that with a couple of different clients where they just could not get things working. It was all around the SPI data collector. You want to verify all your systems, make sure everything's working the way it should be. install the components wherever they should be based on your architecture diagram. That's going to depend on the size of your environment. Some places are running a really small VO implementation, really only have one or two servers. And other places have 5-6 different OVO servers doing different applications.
Okay, better success on OVO-U or
OVO-W? We've only done it with OVO-W. It does work with OVO-U, but you have to have a separate Windows collector. You have to configure this. You have to set up all your thresholds, same as you would for any other SPI. So when do you want to be alerted? What do you want to be alerted about? What happens when a person's alerted? What happens if they don't respond to an alert in a timely fashion? So set up all your escalation procedures. We have a typical documentation process. We document everything we do. We have our network diagrams, our architecture diagrams. These got documented and signed off by the client at the end of a project. Prior to coming in and doing the NWorks SPI, go in and document the living daylights of your OpenView architecture if you haven't done it. If there's problems there, if it's not set up according to HP OpenView specs, you're going to run into real troubles. We had a lot of clients who, sort of, as their environment grew, didn't update their OV servers. Things changed, they didn't grow with it, and this caused a real headache when I went to put this in. Make sure whoever you're bringing to this, or if you're doing this, has proper access to everything. There are some lots of security rules around OVO, around the installation of SPIs and the management packs. Verify whoever's done your OpenView configs have done it to your environment. If you're finding slow or lag in your OVO environment, that's going to cause a lot of issues. And someone should double-check your VM environment, make sure it's been done to best practice. You guys, here, I think most people here are VCP, is that right? You guys should all be doing your own stuff, and that's okay. But if you're looking at someone else or a client's environment, make sure they've done that before you go in and do this. There's a document procedure. It ties into that project plan. That's all downloadable from our site. Configurations, that's all based on client data and architecting the whole solution. Here's some reporting graphs. I think I've ripped through these slides way too quick. I apologize. I'll need more questions to help me out. Typical reports you get from NWorks. NWorks generates about 30 different reports. Out of the box, you can build custom reports depending on what you need to see. They also have performance graphs. So this one's graphing the different CPUs versus memory versus disk utilization on the systems. So one of the things that this will do for you as well is help you predict when you're going to have to add ESX servers. With DRS and with HA now, you're able to add things and grow it without changing anything. So you add another server, it starts to shuffle stuff around. This helps you see when you want to add that server so that you can automatically shuffle stuff around. So it's all about predicting what's happening and making your environment as predictable as possible. Any questions? Anything?
How much of that archival data do you have?
You set up how long you want to store it for. I believe it's totally configurable based on how much disk space you have. I'm not familiar with those packages. I'm sorry.
Measureware gathers just on regular Windows servers and warehouse that in OVIF.
Okay.
And it finds if you're the same performance manager UI.
Okay. But it sounds like it is.
It's pretty severe. You can only go back like 7 days. So.
You can definitely go back more than 7 days with this.
Is that compressed then on the UVM server somewhere?
It's stored on your OpenView database. I believe, and then it is compressed. But yeah, I know for sure you can go back at least 30 days. And then there's reports that aggregate the data back after that, so the data is still accessible to you. Things I've run into: VM config issues. When you go to configure your collector, people have lots of problems with this. Either they're missing pieces of software that were documented, or they had the wrong things installed. Try not to put the VM on your OVO server. It'll cause issues with causing the graphs not to appear properly, so you'll lose a lot of that. You don't have access to the data for some reason. We haven't figured out, there's no real reason why, but just don't do it. Virtual Center access can be a bit of a trick. Virtual Center doesn't have the web service installed to start for Virtual Center 1. All of one doesn't have that installed. You have to turn that on or else the OVO agent can't access anything. It's accessing everything from the web services. after the web server has been configured, basically add it in and you're good to go. On the web services, you actually don't need to put on any access. Yeah, it means read access is given through the web services. You're correct. It doesn't need any write access. It's just polling data. NWorks is installed, but you can't get to it. NWorks is all web-based. What we found in a lot of our higher security sites is that the web-based application is not allowed to run. It's being blocked by some security policy somewhere. The way to get around that, there is an NWorks configuration tool that you can install into the guest or into the VEM. Only problem there is it can only be accessed from that server, so you lose your global access to that tool. And OpenView configure, as I sort of mentioned this a couple of times, your OpenView configurers will absolutely kill you. No, you do not. You have to let the VEM see that and accept it, but you don't have to do any configuration changes on your web service. Sorry, the question was, do you have to do anything with the web certificate from the VMware server? And you don't have to change anything on that web certificate. Yes. So the question was, will this aggregate all the events and logs? This does have an event collection and log collection area. So that's the whole purpose, is to try and get all that information into one central resource. So now you don't have to give your network management team or your help desk team access to your virtual center or to your ESX servers. Yeah, with OVO for Windows, you need. Sorry, the question is, what modules do you need from OpenView to make this work? You need the OVO server, so Windows, or if you have OVO U, you just need to plug in a different way. You have to have a collector server, which is licensed as a part of the OVO, and that's it. You may want the reporting server to generate some of the graphs, and I think there's a charge for that as well. I'm not a huge OpenView licensing guy. Any other questions?
Could you go back to the Apple site?
Yes. So I know these are going up. You don't have to, if you're copying stuff down.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yes.
How does managing it through OpenView differ from managing it through Insight Manager?
Okay. So Insight Manager does basic hardware management, and it does have a VMware management pack. OpenView and VMware, or OpenView and CIM, do two pretty different things. Most people who have OpenView installed still do use SIM for their hardware alerting and their hardware management. I wouldn't really say it's a comparison. It's two different tool sets, almost.
What would you see in here that you wouldn't see in Insight Manager from the VMware?
Well, the new Insight Manager plugin pulls data, right? It pulls your logs, it pulls your... I believe it's the reporting and the graphing you don't get. That's the difference. So if you need to report over 30, 60, 90 days how the performance is changing, so that you could pull this out. You can do some of that from Virtual Center, but again, you're back into multiple systems. So the whole thing is trying to consolidate down to one system as opposed to having multiples.
I'm just not quite clear the kind of data that's being pulled out, so I know it's from this little way. But your interface between the ESX host and Virtual Center, so do you get aggregate information on, say, for example, farm or farm dispersion machine group or cluster? Do you see that sort of aggregate information coming through? Or is it, I mean, what do you see?
So the question is, what type of information do you see or what do you pull? You can pull it at several different levels. It'll collect for you, and then you... So that's where I said the custom reports. So the standard reports that it has built in there are standard typical things you can see. It has a report based on each ESX server. It has a report based on each ESX farm data center. I'm not sure about the resource groups for the, like, the DRS groups. Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done this with... We haven't done the upgrade for VI3 yet with this, so it's still ESX2 information.
So you can get that sort of aggregate information?
Yeah. Yes, it does pull all that. So it's pulling everything based at the ESX level, and then it's reading at what's happening at the virtual center level.
And the data coming from the actual VMs, for example, if you've got a Windows guest, it's the CPU utilization, it's normalized for the fact that it has to be a virtual machine and not a physical machine.
If you're looking at it through the SPI, yes. So you'll also probably be managing that on a OpenView level. So you'll have an agent installed in that Windows guest.
Yeah, well, we maybe not.
So if you have, if you have the agent installed in the guest, then you'll have one that's not normalized and one that's normalized, and you'll see a slight difference there.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does the fan on the sensor need to be on the same network? Does the fan on the virtual sensor need to be on the same sort of network?
No. They have to have connectivity,
right.
But they don't have to be, like, so you'd have to either create a tunnel for it to travel through or route it properly.
Right.
But you could have one on your management network and one on your monitoring. Yeah, you can segment it that way. Sorry, the question was, can they exist on different networks? I saw a question over.
I'm going to go through, but I'm curious your experience with running the OpenView agent within all of the VMs. You have one VM on the other.
We haven't done that. We've put the OpenView agents on the guests that we saw needed them, and then used this to pull data as well. It was all based on requirements, but we haven't seen a huge hit for running them. It's minimal. It's same as it is on a physical server. It's less. That's all based on your reporting mechanism. So the question is, can you look at just specific things, or can you turn things off? You tell it what you want it to monitor. You set up all your rules and your thresholds, and then it pulls data that way and reports data that way.
On that note, there is a one of the agents, I can't remember which one specifically it is, that might be the OVA agent, that is specifically for troubleshooting. And we installed that on a VM. Our processor context switches jumped to the hundreds of thousands and just brought a box to it. So trying to use OpenView to figure out what's going on inside of VM just manages to completely crush the ESX server, because all of those calls are going to ring zero on that first processor. Might be different under VI 3.0, but 2.5, that was a really bad idea.
Okay.
Just from a reporting perspective.
From a reporting perspective, that's just a ball game, but.
Yeah, for reporting and management, we haven't seen any hit, really. Negligible.
I think it was the OVA agent, but I'm not knowing you guys, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
Which would have been real-time stat?
Yeah.
And that sort of clears things up for today. Sorry, I was a little bit fast on the slides. I apologize. If there's more questions, I'm happy to answer questions. Yep. Let me get a card from you. Do you have a business card? I can give you a card if you want some contact info. Perfect.
The information here. Actually, look at the Chrome Japan.
Okay.
I ran out of my business card, so.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you.
Send me an email, and I'll get that answer for you.
Oh, yes.
It looks like the first person that told me that I will have to question.